Blog Talk Radio.
You are tuned in to Paranormal Horizons, only on 106.5 KITC FM and Blog Talk Radio. Join your hosts, Jason Ophir and Pat Rice, as we delve into the world of the paranormal. The world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and even Bigfoot.
Welcome to the world of the paranormal, another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Pat Rice.
And I'm Jason Ophir.
Hey, Jason, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Well, good, good. I love your outfit, by the way. Oops.
Oh, weird. I think you're good.
Are we good now? Yeah, you know, this wouldn't be a show if we didn't have a little technical glitch, right, Jason?
No, that was weird. That was the spirits out there trying to interfere once again.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch the cord again, but yeah, I know you've had a really long day, Jason, because you're a student again.
Yes.
You know, you had the holiday break, but now you're back at school, and I'm proud of you, and you rushed over here to do the show. So thank you.
Yeah, dressed all. I'm like a big, oversized blueberry in my light blue scrubs.
Right. So you're not studying to be a nurse, but you're going to be a lab assistant kind of dude, right?
Yep. Going to be doing all the fun stuff with bodily fluids. I mean, how exciting is that?
Well, listen, I'm so glad we're doing another show. I just want to remind everyone. You're listening to Paranormal Horizons on Blog Talk Radio and KITCFM.com, where this show is rebroadcast every Saturday at 10 o'clock. We have a great guest this evening, Jason.
Absolutely.
You know, he's kind of a local guy. His name is Don Wright. And he, you know, it's funny how you meet people. I met him through someone else that I met who said, hey, you got to talk to this guy, Don Wright, because he's been a wonderful, talented DJ for a lot of his career. He doesn't do that now, but at one time he was the number one DJ in Portland. So he's a great radio personality, TV personality, but he also has something to say about metaphysical stuff, things don't happen for a reason, and reincarnation. And that's what we'll talk with him about tonight.
You mean things do happen for a reason.
Yes. Yes, I said that backwards, didn't I? Thank you for keeping me in line.
Snap the whip.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get him on the line here in a few minutes. And I guess we should say Happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah, Happy New Year, everyone. And we hope that everybody is going to have a great, productive year.
Yeah, 2015, hard to think about. Another year has gone by so fast, at least for me in my life. And so here we are for another year. And, yeah, we all got our New Year's resolutions and so forth. So
I know mine is to get as many emergency supplies just in case the end of the world comes, because I'm always prepared for that.
I think that's a good goal, Jason. So always the gloom and doom person.
You know, my whole life I've always been kind of on the negative side. Maybe I need to change my outlook. Maybe when we talk to Dawn, I'll have a little bit more insight into the construct of the universe and things happening for a reason. Maybe that will give me some optimism.
Well, I think it's okay to acknowledge your negative feelings, though. I don't think that you should deny those, because that's part of who you are and part of who we all are. It just happens.
I'm just a grump. That's why I have a grumpy cat doll at home, just to remind me of my everlasting grumpiness.
Well, you know, that I think grumpiness is okay. And hey, but before we get Dawn on the line, Jason, you were talking to me earlier tonight about house hauntings and kind of some ways to understand if your house is being haunted. What's that all about?
Well, there's some signs that I don't know that I necessarily agree with them, but I did find a list of six things that people may experience in their homes that indicate that their house may be haunted.
Okay, run them by me real quick and I'll give you my take.
And you have to let me know if this has ever happened to you. Okay, here's number one. Have you ever felt someone tap your shoulder when no one was around?
No.
Neither have I. Although I have been laying in bed and felt like a muscle twitch that I thought might have been somebody touching me from the ethereal plane, but I don't think it was.
Well, but I have felt like I've heard someone calling my name. But let's see if that's on the list.
Okay, so number two is and this is right out of the Poltergeist movie playbook, your furniture is constantly rearranging itself. Wouldn't that be great to be able to redecorate without having to do anything?
Yeah, you know, that has never really happened to me, because any relationship that I've had in my life, when I was living with someone, they hated it if I moved the furniture, so they never did. The only thing that I've had happen is occasionally, like, my throw rugs get moved around, but that's my cats.
Yeah. So, like, you haven't gone out to the post office for 15 minutes, come home, and noticed that everything is completely opposite the way it was?
No, but we have talked to people on this show that have had that happen, so I don't want to deny that that's not true.
Well, hopefully it doesn't happen now, because we put the energy out there.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Number three. And this is a big warning sign. People have died in your home.
Oh, boy.
See, I think people have died in a lot of places. I don't think people understand, you know, a lot of people live in older homes or have been on property where people have passed away. I would be surprised if there were places where people haven't died.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't know it.
Yeah.
You know, like the place I'm living in, I just moved in here and somebody could have died here. I don't know.
Well, you don't know it unless you see the furniture rearranging.
Right. Or I see them. But again, you know, I don't want to diminish that. I mean, that's really significant, because I've had other folks that we've talked to again on this show, you know, that have said that, you know, maybe they knew some history about where they were living and there was, you know, they saw the spirit. So I don't want to invalidate that. So that could happen.
Number four, you hear strange sounds more commonly during certain seasons. Now, I'm not sure what that means. I hear strange sounds like rain during winter, or, you know, creaking because it's cold out, but I'm not sure where that really plays into it.
I know. I mean, seasons to me, well, I guess I was thinking also of like Christmas or holiday time, but you know, where somebody might be coming back because they want to be part of the holiday or whatever. But I don't know. That's a strange one for me.
Yeah, I hear strange things all the time. I just kind of try and tune it out.
Yeah.
If I hear demonic baby voices coming from the walls, I just assume that it's mice.
Yeah, yeah. Although I've heard mice in places I've lived too, so.
All right, number five. And this one I'm not familiar with, because I can't get away from my own personal stench, but here it is. You suddenly smell the perfume of a loved one.
Oh, wow. That would be freaky. So by that statement, Jason, that says to me, so a loved one, so it would be someone that you were close to that died, And you suddenly, if you smelled that scent, that'd be pretty powerful that their presence was there.
So I assume it would have to be a perfume where they were the past person. It was like a brand that they wore.
Yeah, like
Chanel No. 5 or something.
Or musk, for a guy. But I suppose that could happen too if you were living in a house or a house or an apartment, and it was, being occupied by someone that had died, you could possibly smell their perfume and be smelling it and going, hey, what's that smell?
I've heard a lot of cases of where like people smell flowers out of the blue or cigar smoke and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Number 6. This one isn't very specific. You have had a frightening experience in the attic, basement, crawl space, or closet, which that's pretty broad. I think I've had a scary experience in all those places at one point or the other. Maybe not paranormal, but...
Well, going into an attic can be pretty freaky, or a basement that's dark and you know what I mean? That I know I've gone into basements before or lived in an apartment where I had to go downstairs into the garage to empty the trash and... it felt pretty weird, but yeah, I think, Jason, the point about that statement too is that if there is a spirit or an entity hanging out in the home or decides to check out the home, that might be somewhere that they hang out.
Why is it always the basement or the closet? I mean, it seems to be a common thing with hauntings. Because every basement feels creepy to me anyway.
I guess that's what I'm kind of trying to say, too. It's like, if you go up into an attic, that's kind of just a creepy place.
Yeah, and probably watching all these movies doesn't help either. They usually, incorporate the basement or the attic.
Yes, definitely. So I'm not sure what to say about that one. I know you and I have... we've talked to a couple book authors where, they lived or moved into homes that were definitely haunted and had some creepy experiences, actually all over the house, but also in the attic and so forth. So, interesting topics. How do you know if your house is haunted?
I would say, as a disclaimer, if you have those things happen, it doesn't necessarily mean your house is haunted.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, if the furniture starts rearranging itself and something jumped out at you in the basement and you hear voices or blood coming out of the walls, maybe, but if you hear creaks and...
That's normal.
Yeah, not the blood coming out of the walls. But.
Yeah, that's normal. I mean, I know my house has a lot of, weird sounds that I had to get used to when I first moved into it, so yeah. Hey, well, listen, I think it's just about time to call Don Wright, our guest this evening. We're going to be talking with him about metaphysical stuff, if you will, reincarnation, and things happen for a reason. So, Jason, are we ready to go ahead and give him a call?
We are, and have the worst luck doing this, so we'll see if we can...
See if it works. Right, so we'll just kind of give us a moment here.
Listen to strange voices.
Yeah.
Well, it says it's dialing.
Yeah, it's dialing. And
hello, hello.
Hi, Don. It's Pat Rice.
Hi, Don.
I know. I'm sitting here saying, do I have the wrong day?
No, we had to do a little bit of chit-chat before, so I apologize for that. But Don Wright, welcome to Paranormal Horizons Radio Show.
Yeah, welcome, Don.
Amen.
Great to have you on.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jason, and thank you, Pat. And you are both divine essence having a human experience.
Well, thank you. And Don, we were telling the audience before we got you on the line, we gave a little bit of background about you. You're just a really interesting person, and I love how we met. I met a friend that He suggested that I call you. And when I first had a conversation with you on the phone, The first thing you, one of the first things you said to me is you said, Pat, there are no accidents. You've called me, you know, there's a reason. And I really appreciated you saying that. And I'm a firm believer in that also, that, you know, we somehow meet each other for, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why we met, but we're talking now. So what's your take on that?
Well, my take on this, my body might be 80 years old, but I'm a divine essence having a human experience. My take is anything that happens to me in my life, so-called good, so-called bad, it's not. Because all of it is stuff that I need to be working on to work with my soul. See, if I worried about dying, I would be in a state of fear. If I consider myself a soul, I'd be going back and checking out and coming back again whenever I want. I guess the greatest thing that I got out of life so far is angels fly because they take themselves lightly. And we have a tendency to take this so serious, you know? You know what I mean?
And I definitely take it serious.
I mean, no, you got
life
me.
Is rough.
It could be.
If it's all predetermined, then why is it so rough, in my case, anyway?
Well, everything that's happening to you in your life is you stuff that you're working on. See, I went to a place called Esalen many, many years ago. And found out that, and when I went there, I was still, I dropped my hair piece. All of a sudden, I changed. and Jason, there are no good things. There are no bad things. Everything that's happening to you in your life, there's a reason. There's some stuff that you're working on. And if you took a look at it that way, then it goes, wow, I want more so-called good stuff. And so as I look at my life...
I want to be like a prince, you know, and be super rich, like one of these super rich jet setters. Maybe that's not in the cards for me.
Why do you stop yourself from being the prince? Who's stopping you from being the prince?
Good point.
Yeah. See, if we look at each other, I love a guy by the name of Ram Dass, and he wrote a book many years ago called Be Here Now. And I have his latest book, Still Here. He had a stroke, and he is the one that got thrown out of Harvard because he was playing around with LSD and other things. See, at that time in my life, I tried LSD. I tried the sacred mushrooms. And what I got out of that is everything is a vibration. Everything is a vibration. And you look at it all. And I've been in radio and television. I've had my ups and downs. I've been married 4 years. But sitting right now, where I'm at right now, it's pretty good. I love what I do. I love my wife, although at times we are, you know, having a little tiff. Getting along good with the cat. See, everything in my life is something that I'm working on. I'm sitting here going, I'm supposed to call her, or she's supposed to call me. That's my brain working. That's anytime I get in trouble. See, I know that when I'm judging, I'm from my ego. Ego, of course, is Earth Guide Only, EGO. Wayne Dyer said that, and I like that. But when I come from my sacred heart, I don't know if you know that, but they've been doing a lot of research, Pat and Jason, on the heart, and the heart is the first organ. Of course, when you're born, but also they're finding out it has more intelligence than the so-called brain. And the brain is
a wonderful servant.
The brain
I didn't
is
know
a wonderful
that, Don.
Servant.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're
I didn't
starting
know
more
that about
and more
the heart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm learning a lot.
I'm
learning a lot about this physiology because of the school that I'm in. And I think you're right. I think the heart grows into the pericardium. I think that's the first organ. It's really kind of fascinating.
I do meditations every morning to my sacred heart. And I like that chakra. I know now anytime that I'm judging, I'm coming from my ego. Anytime I'm accepting namaste, I'm coming from my heart. I know that. And that's how simple it is, because as anyone, you know, I'm quite sure both of you know this, there is no inside, there is no outside. There's just a oneness. And I like that idea. I like
you know,
the vibration.
Don, I do too. And but I wanted to take a step back, if we could, about something that you said about being in a state of fear. Because And I'm going to talk, you know, about myself, because that's really all I can talk about, because I don't walk in anybody else's shoes. But, you know, I walked around a lot in my life in a state of fear. Now, by that, I mean, how am I going to pay the bills? Oh, my gosh, I hope my boss likes me today. I hope I've done a good job. Oh, I hope I didn't, you know, displease so-and-so. And, you know, I can go on and on. And I've gotten to this point in my life, and I'm not 100% there, where I'm like, gosh, I'm just tired of having those thoughts. You know, it's like you said, I just want to be me. And I think that when we get to that point where we understand, and I really, and thank you so much for sharing how you feel about this, because I really respect you. And, you know, when we get to say to ourselves, you know what, I'm perfect.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what I mean?
I just became a grandfather.
Yeah, you know, how do we say that? How do we, if everybody could just accept how we all are, you know, without these judgments. And I mean, I know I'm going way out there and the world is not perfect.
Yeah.
But like you said, wait a minute. What I'm doing right now is what I'm supposed to be doing. So, hey, get over it, Pat. You're doing okay.
Yeah, well, see, I used to think that when you are enlightened that you have no stuff to work on. That's not true. You're always working on some stuff, because that's what happens when you have a body and an ego. And so the stuff that you're working on, and anytime you have fear, it's your ego. The soul does not know fear.
So let me ask you, I'm a lot like Pat. I live in a state of like constant anxiety. You know, I'm always assuming the worst thing's going to happen with every situation that's presented to me. It's really bad. I'm never not nervous. So for somebody like me, and they're probably, well, maybe, there might be many of people like me, but what could I do to mitigate all this anxiety and get over this?
Now, number one is take a deep breath.
We're all taking a deep breath right now.
Wow, that felt good. I'm not kidding.
Wow, that did feel good.
I wasn't breathing.
See, I find out that a lot of, I teach communications, and right now we're communicating so fast that people don't take a breath anymore, because we communicate via the thumbs, you know, and people have forgotten how to breathe. And when you breathe, you're in the moment. You know, yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why they call it the present. So anything that's happening in your life is happening because you chose it also. You chose that before you came here. And I asked myself, okay, what am I getting out of this? What am I getting out of this? I just got through a tremendous case of the shingles. Now, is it good or is it bad? No. The shingles came from me always waiting for the other foot to drop. So I said, now, baloney, I'm not going to do that anymore. See, the mind is a wonderful servant and allows you master. And once you understand that, at any time that you're afraid, it's your ego. It's your ego. I'm sitting here saying, should I call her? I mean, I'm getting a little tight about talking to you. It's my ego going, you got to do a good job, Don. You got to do a good job, Don. Remember, you've done this before. Baloney.
We do the same thing, Don.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, I know.
I confess.
See, that's the ego. Greed, ego, it's out there. It's fascinating to see all the TV shows that we have. Now, I don't want to watch them because they're always about killing. You know?
Yeah,
and
they are.
That's all about it. And so I like the old movies. And, you know, They're
more fun-loving, for sure, the older stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know what they talk about? They talk about the Marinians or the whatever the new ones are, the latest. But hold it. See, I also know that I'm a divine essence having a human experience, and my whole role in life is to love and be in service. If I love and be in service, then I'm doing what I'm doing. And so I listen to my mind chatter, and I know I'm not that chatter. That's stinking thinking. Got
mm-hmm.
it? But it's hard to do that because when we play on this reality, we forget that it's a oneness. There is no inside. There is no outside. Alan Watts said that. It's just all of us. And it's hard. Sometimes, you know, you do something. And see, people don't forgive themselves for the things they've done in the past. And I have to remind them of one thing. Based on the information you had at that time, you made the best possible decision. Based on the information you had at that time, you made the best possible decision.
I love
that.
People
forget that. Because listen, I've been married to, you know, I got married, now I've been married for 34 years. I've got cats and dogs. I bought this house because of a tree. I bought this house because of the tree in front. But guess what? I bought it in a good neighborhood with good schools. My kids went through schools here. And I couldn't have made a better decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm saying to myself, let go, let God. See, I'm a recovering Catholic. I don't know if anybody else is a recovering Catholic.
I am too, Don.
Okay, God bless you, Father, if I have sinned. I found out the word sin comes from missing the mark in archery. That's where the word sin comes from. And so we're not sinners. We're all divine essence having a human experience. And we forget that. And you watch the news. And I love to watch the news. See, if it bleeds, it leads. That was the key when I did a talk show. If it bleeds, it leads. If you watch any news, it bleeds and leads. And so they frighten you with the news, and then all of a sudden you have the commercials to heal you. I don't think it's great.
I know.
Mean, you gotta have something between the commercials, right? So they always have
popcorn.
Like
I know.
But if people just knew that they're a divine soul, you're a soul. You're a divine essence. You chose to be here. You chose to be here.
And Don, we want to talk with you more about that subject, and we're going to take a quick commercial break here on Paranormal Horizons. Our very special guest this evening is Don Wright. We're talking with him on a metaphysical perspective about reincarnation, why we're here, and getting out of our fear mode. Don will be right back.
Hi, this is Bill Bean, the spiritual warrior, deliverance minister, exorcist, star of House of the Dead, author of Dark Force. For more info and updates, please visit www.billjbean.com. And if anyone out there is in need of spiritual assistance, I'll stand for you.
Right, we're back. Pat, I wanted to mention one thing.
Yes.
Don had mentioned Dr. Wayne Dyer, who I'm a big fan of, and his power of intention. He had a story, and it just take me 2 seconds to cover it.
Please.
But it's a really interesting story, and that is, there was this guy, and he was so worried about, you know, like a World War III kind of thing. He was so worried about the war. He spent countless hours mapping out every location in the world where a war would be the least likely to occur. And after all this research and trying to figure it out, he came up with the location where there will be no war, you know, statistically, however he did it. And he moved to the Falkland Islands. And then war broke out.
Wow.
So I guess you can't escape fate.
Yeah,
he moved into the war.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Don.
Nothing. I just think it's fascinating. The greatest thing we can have is a sense of humor. If you ever listen to the Dalai Lama, he's always laughing. He's always.
He is. Yeah. Very true.
And you know, I think that two of the biggest causes of wars on the planet are politics and religion. People kill each other because you don't believe the way that I believe. Isn't that crazy?
So that's ridiculous. Crazy.
It is. Jason and I were just talking about war before we started the show, and you know, just how we both didn't like it. I don't know anybody that likes war, but I do want to remind everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Paranormal Horizons, blogtalkradio.com, KITCFM.com on Saturdays, 10 p.m. Pacific Time, where this show is rebroadcast. Don Wright, our guest this evening. Hey, Don, let's talk a little bit about reincarnation.
What I want to do is say, do you know who loves wars? The military complex. Eisenhower.
Yeah.
Eisenhower said that. Watch out for that. And see, you got to have a war to use all these magnificent, wonderful weapons of mass destruction. And so that's why we have constant wars that are happening. And,
is there any kind of karmic consequence for these people that are making these decisions that end in the suffering and lives of others?
Well, you know, I was thinking about that the other day, about the president that told the phony baloney war, about started that big war. And how many people have died? We've sent trillions of dollars. I don't know if there's any consequence. I know that I don't want to judge Bush because he has got his own trip going. He's also a divine essence having a human experience. So whatever it is, that's his karma. And I mean, I can't understand it. But guess what? It's not my role to stand under. My role is to share what I love to do, to be in service, and love it. Know it's all Maya. It's a divine essence. We're all playing this magnificent game. And we will continue, by the way, to come back until we are to the point where all of a sudden, we are a divine essence, and we're the oneness. We might choose to come back to be of service to people.
Don, do you believe in karma? Do you believe in karma?
Yes. I believe I believe in life. You get back what you throw out. So guess what? When I see that, and I'm doing that more and more, namaste, 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 I find myself doing Ram, which is another name for God, Ram. Wrong. And yet I love life. I mean, I don't walk around as a lovely. I accept. The hardest thing to do is accept and not judge. When we're judging, we're coming from the ego.
That's so true. It is hard to accept. I mean, that's why I think a lot of us are walking around in this fear mode, because we don't want to accept what we're doing or whatever.
Well, you know what?
You know?
Yeah. See, by the way, I love the Buddhist saying, you don't die, you just drop your body. So guess what? You and Jason and Don are going to drop his body. They're going to drop our bodies for these days. And then,
but I want to live forever.
Jason wants to live forever. You do live forever.
Well,
your soul lives forever.
Yeah, the divine soul, the essence of who you are, magnificent ones, the ones that you're doing by having this radio show on, of talking by them, at least have people thinking, knowing that there is no death. One of these days you drop your body. They talk about that in India. Goodbye.
Oh.
So long. Thank you, body.
They view death a little differently, too, like in India, in that culture and other cultures, like you talked about Zen. You know, they don't worry about it like we do. And I'm going to say by we, I'm going to say Americans. I'm generalizing here, Don.
Yeah.
But you know what mean. It's like we're all worried about how we look when we get old. Now, Ram Dass talks about that in his book that you turned me on to. About the, you know, he said, oh, you know, all we're worried about, you know, we're worried about looking good and getting old. And we've pushed aside, you know, the aging culture or the aging people, if you will, you know, in our American culture. And I find that very sad.
Well, guess what? I'm an elder. I'm not a senior citizen. I choose to be called an elder. And in other societies, the elders are pretty cool. They listen to the elders. And
they're respected.
You know, I have this speech, this class call. I might be getting older, but I'm not dead yet. And I talk about that because I know that when I go to the senior centers, that's all people are talking about is how they're getting old and how their body is falling apart and how they're getting all the different parts. You know, I got a leg, I got my heart, you know. What you know so fascinating, the word heart attack. Why would your heart attack you?
That's like my worst fear is a heart attack.
I know. Jason does. He worries about his heart, Don. Because
it's always flip-flopping and doing all sorts of crazy things, which they tell me I'm fine, but still it makes me paranoid, so I've become paranoid over it.
Well, you know, meditate on your heart and ask your heart what's happening. I love to sometimes just quiet down and to meditate. And yet I love life. I mean, I watch movies. I watch all this. I got kids. I got dogs. You know, but the whole thing about it, I always want to remind myself that I'm not my brain. My brain is a wonderful servant and a lousy master. And Jason, anytime you're worried, you're coming from your ego, and that's in your brain.
Well, I definitely spend too much time with my brain then, because all I do is worry. I'm worrying right now. I don't never not worry.
Well, no, the ego is. I mean, I've read some other books, too, about that, Don and Jason, about, you know, the ego is a whole separate entity, if you will. I'm going to use that word, entity.
Yeah.
And the things that I've read about it is when you start understanding it a little better, too, it also gives you a pretty good understanding sometimes of how other people are operating as well, because it's their ego driving them. Yeah.
Oh, I know. See, the ego clicks in when you're about 2 years old, when you find out that there's an inside and there's an outside. That's when the ego takes over. And I have a grandchild who's getting near that point right now. And I'm there. And yet I don't knock the ego, because the ego is constantly telling you, what are you working on now? What are you working on now? And Jason,
sorry, we had a cat. We had a cat jump up and try to talk in the microphone. Don, go ahead.
Oh, it's all right, because we have two cats, and three dogs. So, Jason, every time you worry, just ask yourself, "What are you worried about? What's the worst thing that could happen? You could drop your body."
I'm going to be asking myself that a lot.
You know what? Let's see. Worry means something. If I say, oh, I worried about you, I love you so much, I worried about you, isn't that insane? And yet we do that. It's like if you care about life, you will worry. And that is complete insanity. Because,
well, what's
again,
fun,
it's so draining to worry.
Oh, I know.
Well,
I know.
What's funny about it is, you know, I worry about all these things, and guess what? 99% of the time, the worst thing, the worst scenario, worst possible scenario never happens. So you've wasted all this worry on nothing, you know.
You wasted your energy.
Yeah.
Your divine energy. And
it's crazy.
It's crazy. Because in other cultures, they don't worry as much. In fact, I had a friend who went to India, and she found out that the happiest people were the people who had next to nothing. See, we have a culture where we believe, and it just happened at Christmas, stuff will make you happy. Stuff does not make you. But that's what the commercials say. Buy this, and you will be happy.
Right.
Well, BS.
That's so true. That is That is so true, Dawn. And you know, I've lived a life of, you know, growing up in a, you know, a large family. And we weren't poverty, but we didn't have a lot. But we were pretty happy. And then, you know, as I grew up and became a little more successful and had a little more money, and then, you know, you got this and you got that. And then, but anyway, I just, at the point in my life now, I'm realizing, wait a minute, because I did a lot of shopping therapy in my life, let me tell you.
Feels good, don't it?
Well, no, and hey. I have all this stuff.
Temporarily. You know?
And yeah, and I have too much stuff, and I'm like, why did I buy this? Well, at the time, and I've actually thought about this a lot, Dawn. It's like I bought this during an unhappy time in my life, and I was trying to fill a void, you know.
See, I'm going through the period now of getting rid of stuff, and it's so hard to get rid of stuff. I mean, I have a garage that has never seen a car. It's filled with stuff. So I'm getting rid of my stuff. I'm getting rid of the stuff.
Good
because
for you.
It's hard at times because you'll say, oh, you'll remember this when you did this, or you remember that. And,
right.
And but it was so much more than that.
It's emotional. It's emotional. There's sort of this tie. I know.
Like,
I mean,
you got hoarders out there.
Well, what happened to Christmas? Christmas is nothing as buy, buy, buy. And if you don't buy, there's Black Friday or Blue. I mean, who knows? And it's gotten away from the whole essence of why we celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas.
I know.
A Christ is born. But we forget about that stuff. And
because it's so commercial now. But I do want to take a step back because we haven't gotten to talk about this yet, you guys, is reincarnation, Dawn. So you believe that we come back more than one time in a physical body?
Yes, thousands of times.
Okay.
I was reading about it in Ram Dass, I got another book. And in this book, I don't know how it happened, but he signed this book. Be a Buddha, Don, Ram Dass.
You've met him?
I think I did, because how could I get a book and him writing Be a Buddha, Don, Ram Dass? So I must have met him. See, because I was giving some classes here at a metaphysical store. Maybe he was there. I don't care, because the thing about it this way, it's helping me understand and to give joy instead of worry. And, and there's a part of me sometimes wants to worry. Quickly I go, ego, what's wrong, ego, what's wrong? And once you do that, you'll never get rid of all your so-called worries and things. Like I thought that when you're enlightened, you'll always, as long as you are on this planet called Earth, you'll have some stuff to work on.
Right.
And what you want to do is not generate just the big fallacy, according to Ram Dass, is when you think that all this, when you've gotten rid of all your stuff worries, that you are enlightened. No. You're enlightened day in and day out. Enlightened today, a-hole tomorrow. This is a wonderful thing.
I like
that. And you forget that.
But do you think that with reincarnation, okay, so you say that you believe that we come back thousands of times. So when we come back, and this is my understanding, so I'm saying this to see what your opinion is that we come back to learn lessons that we've decided we need to come back and learn, or not decided, or we need to learn those. And that, so for example... Yeah. You know, me picking up the phone and calling you, Dawn Wright, and saying, hi, Dawn, this is Pat. Thomas Caddy told me to call you. So somehow we probably have had some connection before. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Too.
I mean, I was always, I used to wear hair pieces. I hated it. I hated not having hair. And so I went and had these, I spent thousands of dollars on hair pieces. I worried about another person. See, when you have a hairpiece and another bald person looks at you, they don't look at your eyes, they look at your hairpiece, and they go, I know you have a rug.
Oh, man.
You're not fooling me, you know.
Now, Don, let me ask you this. Do you think that, do we come back as humans always, or do we come back as animals? Like, could I have been a koala or something? Because we've talked to people that think that you could be pretty much reincarnated into anything. Is that something you subscribe to or not?
I probably stick to the area of coming back as a human being. A human being, not a human doing, a human being. That's my feeling right now. Maybe in the past I've been the animals. Maybe so now I'm working on being a human being. I don't know. And if the other person believes that, it could be true. Who am I to say? You know? Who am I to say?
So when we come back and we've lived all these lives and learned all these lessons, then what do you believe happens? What's the end result? Do we just become omnipresent?
Yeah,
or?
We are with the God force, whatever you want to call the God force. You're back home. In fact, you know that people wait to come to Earth because you go to Earth and you forget. See, you work on all these things and you come to Earth and you forget. You forget everything else and you forget about things that we go through. But what drama that is. I mean, look at the excitement about being the human being. And you go through this, and you come back, and you almost have to laugh. People are waiting to be reincarnated. Because each time you are, you're a step closer to being part of the God force, the oneness. Whatever. There's no name. That's why I use the name Ram. Ram, 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 Ram. I like that. It feels good.
I got to step out of the box here real quick. Do you believe in aliens? And if you do, are they part of this whole cosmic experience? I'm a big UFO person, so that's why I ask.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I've never thought about that, really, Jason. But I think that there could be life. There could definitely be life forms. I don't know. I know people. Who knows? Have you meditated and had an alien come into your life?
I've had some really, really strange things happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've married those.
Some pretty. Yeah. So have I. I've got one at home right now. She's not an alien, but
no.
No, I've had some really, really wacky things happen, and I know I'm not crazy because there were a few instances where I wasn't alone. So,
Well, again, that might be part of your trip. It's not good. It's not bad. It's what it is. See, I've been married. This is my fourth marriage. Marriage is I give a speech called "Marriage is the Three Ring Circus: Engagement Ring, Wedding Ring, and Stuff Ring." And the first part of marriage is the honeymoon. That's about 2 years. You know, I'm really, some enchanted evening. And all of a sudden, the next part is, what was I thinking? What the next thing was I thinking?
Oh,
next part.
I know that one rather
well.
Yeah,
me too.
I was just thinking that on the way over here.
The next part is, I'll change them. That's where the way we have a divorce rate of 50 to 60%. Because you cannot change another human being. The last part, the one I'm in right now, is I accept. I accept. My wife is from Venus. I'm from Mars. Sometimes I'm going, what in heck's name? Yes, dear. I've learned the wonderful phrase, yes, dear. Okay. What the heck, you know?
I got to know, how long does the change phase last?
when
can I expect to get over that?
Let's see, the last part of the change is always happening. As you know, there is no, every moment is a different moment. And so the change, whatever is happening with you and your mate is a teacher. It's a teacher.
Interesting. You know, Don, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, we've talked about so many interesting things this evening here on Paranormal Horizons with Don Wright. And, you know, you've had such a wonderful career, you know, as a DJ, a radio personality. But what you're really doing right now is you are a communicator. Am I explaining that correctly? And you've got a couple of of just great topics that you talk about. And you just mentioned the one about marriage. Marriage is a three-ring circus. Sure. And then you also have, I might be getting older
but I'm not dead yet.
But I'm not
See,
dead
they
yet.
Say,
so,
yeah,
tell us about
they
that.
Say, well, they say that the best speeches are the ones that you are experiencing. I'm experiencing hanging around in a body that's been here for 80 years. Now, I don't feel that. Sometimes I feel 90. Sometimes I feel 65. It's always changing. But I know this. I know this, that I would like to get it across to other seniors who are worried. They're worried, especially the boomers. My boomers, poor, poor boomers. There's nothing to worry about. If you just accept and know that there's no good, there's no bad. And there's that wonderful story about that Ram Dass says about the guy who horse runs away, and all of his neighbors go, oh, isn't that bad? Isn't that bad? And Ram Dass says, well, you don't know for sure. The horse comes back, and everybody's going, hey, isn't that great, wonderful, wonderful? And Ram Dass says, well, I'll never know. His son gets on the horse, breaks his leg. All the neighbors go, oh, gosh, oh, my, isn't that bad? And then Ram Dass says, you'll never know. And then on top of it, then an army comes through, and they're looking for soldiers. But they don't take his son because his son has a broken leg. And all the neighbors say, isn't that great? And Ram Dass says, you'll never know. So we never know. It's good or it's bad. It's just what is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Something popped into my head, Don. About 15 years ago, I met someone, and I think his name was Don, and I remember him saying he was in radio. I'm just curious if that's you. I doubt it, but did you ever have a liver problem?
No.
Okay,
no,
so
I used to be called Uncle Don.
Then.
I used to be called Uncle Don, right? On KGW here in Portland.
I just had to check.
Yeah.
That would have been a really
freaky
thing if you were that person that I knew 15 years ago. So I just wanted to double check.
Yeah.
I think the guy who took over for me had a liver problem. He needed a new liver or so.
Oh.
The guy I knew had a liver transplant. He was an older gentleman. I think his name was Don. I could be wrong. This was a long time ago.
Wow.
But
yeah.
I would have been such a cool coincidence if you were you were him. So I had to check.
So Don,
these
are really great topics that you talk about. I mean, just our conversation this evening, but also your message in your speeches that you do. You know, marriage is a three ring circus, and I might be getting older, but I'm not dead yet. So how do people find out about where you're speaking and, you know, kind of what you're doing here in the Portland area?
Well, they can go to my website.
Okay.
DWrightTalk@AOL.com. DWrightTalk@AOL.com. And if they want to get a hold of me, you have my phone number. You can give them my phone number, and that's it. But like I said, on the back of my business card, I have the keys to communications. Know your stuff, know whom you're stuffing, and know when they're stuffed.
I love that. You know, Don, and I am so thrilled to have met you, and you know, this is how the world is now. I haven't even met you in person yet, but I know that we will soon, because we're here in the Portland area, although this show is broadcast on a global basis. But, you know, for those of you that are listening here in the Portland area, you know, and you want to find out where Dawn might be speaking or more information, again, you know, just you can contact Paranormal Horizons on our Facebook page or our website, horizonsradio.com, and we can always get you in touch with Dawn, because I am just thrilled to know you. And again, you know, things happen for a reason. And I've so enjoyed, you know, talking with you on the phone, and we've agreed that we're going to have coffee pretty soon. And, you know, you've just made me feel better about myself, Dawn, and I thank you for that from my heart.
If you're going to have coffee, you better invite me.
Okay, you can come too.
Well, it's always nice to talk to other divine essence. As
yes.
Both of you are.
Well,
that's
thank you.
You're much more than your body. Okay,
we
is that
are.
It?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It, Dawn.
Well,
yeah, we're gonna sign off for now. And again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on Paranormal Horizons.
Yeah, thank you, Dawn, so much.
Amen, baby. Amen.
Amen. All right.
All right.
Good night.
Talk to you later.
Good night, Dawn.
Good night.
All right. Wow. What a fascinating person, Jason.
Absolutely, and I need to grasp more of what he has. This anxiety thing is really bumming me out.
Well, now he's 80, I'm not saying that you have to be 80, you know, to get to this point where you can push out your ego, and you can get to this point where, you know, you love yourself. Because I think that's a lot of what it's about, the books that I've been reading and so forth. It's like, and Dawn really touched on this a lot, is like we are divine essence. We accept who we are. We're just doing what we do. Quit judging ourselves and being so hard on ourselves. That's the bottom line.
It's so hard to break those barriers and those habits, though. I mean, if you've been a worrier for 20, 30 years, I mean, you can't just sit back and turn it off. I
no.
mean, unless you have lots of Xanax, that pretty much turns everything off.
Right, drugs, yeah. but we're taught, our society kind of teaches us that. And then, you know, also what Dawn was talking about with, you know, the big, you know, we've lost what Christmas is, you know, it's bye, bye, bye. You know, how do we make ourselves happy? You know, doing shopping therapy or whatever. And I'm not saying that shopping is bad, Jason, but... You know, it's just we've got to get back down to just being, you know, hanging out, accepting who we are, you know, and loving ourselves for what we do. And hey, we all make mistakes. So what?
How do you do that, though, when you're being bombarded with television? I mean, it's always so bad.
You got to shut it off.
Yeah, you almost have to not
read
the paper or get on the Internet.
I know. You know, and I love computers. I've said this several times. I feel so excited to be in the world right now and be alive because I love technology. You know, I love my computer. I love my cell phone with my texts and, you know, being able to DVR my shows. But sometimes I drive myself insane. You know, it's like if I forget my cell phone, I'm in cell phone panic.
Yeah, I'm a Facebook addict.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll get up at 3 a.m. and look at it when I wake up. So
yeah, it's like, okay, what do when I get up? I check my emails, my Facebook, and now, do you ever feel like with Facebook that you're spying on people? Well, I guess not.
There's so much drama going on Facebook, so I do kind of lurk.
I'm a voyeur. I don't post a lot of stuff. But I'm very much like I want to see what's going on.
That's what I do. I look around with all this drama. It gets, in a strange way, it's addicting. You can't just not look away.
I know.
And so it gets to a point where you seek it out just to see what's happening.
Right. Right.
You have to shut it all off and just start going out in nature and hugging trees and just getting back.
No
with,
kidding.
With being what being a human is about, not all this technology and drama.
So true. But again, I wanted to thank our guest this evening, Dawn Wright. He is a professional speaker, communicator, DJ, radio personality. And we got the opportunity to talk with him about reincarnation, that we're all divine essence, and his words of wisdom. And I thank him very much to be on the show.
That's it's very uplifting. I heard a lot of what I was hearing was stuff that I'd heard from Dr. Dyer, who, by the way, is he really talks some really powerful stuff with the power of intention and how
he does.
Intention, you know, manifest stuff into this world, and I recommend that as well.
Yeah, I love his books and other books that he's endorsed that I've also read. So now, again, everyone, you can listen to this show at KITCFM.com on Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. That's 106.5 on the FM dial. Now, Jason, for the rest of the month, we've got a guest next week. His name is Thomas Caddy. He's going to be talking with us about communicating with spirits on the other side.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's just something that he does. I don't know how he came into that gift, but we're going to be talking with him next week. And then I know at the end of the month we have Bill Bean on the show.
Yes, can't wait to get him back on. Mm-hmm. We pick up where we left off last time, and you were on vacation, so...
I was.
You'll get to talk to him for the first time.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And then we've got an opening on the 20th. Jason, I know you're working on that.
I'm thinking we need to do another paranormal comedy. A paranormal parody.
Wouldn't that, yes. Okay, let's just surprise everyone and do that.
And that's going to be, if we end up doing that, that's going to be something you're not going to want to miss, because it'll be absolutely hilarious.
Yes. We've had some fun doing that in the past.
Yeah.
And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And if you'd like to communicate with us, you can send us a Facebook message. Check out our website, Horizons.
Horizonsradio.com.
Thank you. I had a brain fart there. Because I'm so used to thinking about Facebook, as we talked about before. But and our website, we're still working on that as well. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in this evening. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.